Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The thing is, though, it's like I'm so me and weird and just like true to myself on my Instagram. Like, if you don't like that, then like I'd rather you just not like it now than me waste my time.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with my brother and also sometimes my co-host, Philip King, aka PK.
How's it going, everybody? Good to be back on another episode of TK's Juicy Pod, so let's get after it.
Did you listen to our other episode?
Which episode?
The one that we recorded last time.
With Sepal?
No, the one about the Taylor Swift stuff.
Oh, you posted that?
No, I'm kidding. Basically, we did this like a few other, we did this a few weeks ago because I want Philip to start like co-hosting with me at the beginning of the pods, like for 30 minutes and then, or like the first like chunk of the podcast, and then I'll introduce the guest and we'll just do polls with the guest. And literally I got so annoyed with Philip because he was disagreeing with me about something regarding the Taylor Swift documentary with like the Kanye and Taylor Swift stuff. And I literally got so mad I had to stop and make TikToks.
Well, you were just not understanding my point. We're not getting into this.
So no, we are. So, how has your week been? What's new?
Boring week so far. It's Tuesday night here in Bloomington, Indiana, Indiana University. Yeah, not much. Just normal school week this week. How about you? Anything exciting?
Well, I was on Pretty Basic last week for the first time.
Wow.
Ever. And it's the first time they've ever had a guest, which was like such an honor. But the podcast that I recorded with them releases tomorrow. And then I'm also dropping the one where, because I interviewed Alicia on it. And I'm also dropping the podcast where Alicia interviewed me. So I'm very excited to see how people like that.
So is that how the podcast work world works? Like if you get invited, are you supposed to invite them onto yours?
No, not necessarily. Like, you should never expect that. But for me, I know that typically if someone asks me that, like, I think's cool to be on their podcast, then I'll be like, oh my gosh, you want to just do a swap? Because people that need guests, I feel like, are always looking for someone to be on. So
how many have you been on?
How many podcasts have I been on? Oh gosh, I've been on quite a few actually. Like, I've been on OK Sis, I've been on Kenzie's, I've been on Gals on the Go, I've been on Zach Peters, I've been on.
What's your favorite type of, like, what do you listen to? Like, I feel like ours are very different. Like, I listen to Barstool, pardon my take, and a little bit of Caller Daddy, but.
You listen to Caller Daddy?
Sometimes, that stuff's interesting. You learn a lot.
Yeah, you do, but I feel like if you're a girl, you listen to Caller Daddy, not guys.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, still get, like, you can still learn.
It's a learning experience. What would you do if I was, like, if every podcast of mine was about, like, that highly inappropriate stuff?
Well, somebody was talking about this the other day, like, they said, Philip, you did a really good job of, like, you did, like, the guy version of Caller Daddy, and I was like, what are you talking about? I forget what they were saying. They were saying, like, wouldn't that be awesome if, like, that was Taylor? And I'd be like, no, that would not be awesome. I'd be very uncomfortable listening to that. But that they're also, like, saying, like, mine would be, like, guys would listen to, but they'd be, like, not admit that they listen to.
Your podcast would?
You know, yeah.
Like, it would be about, like, guy advice?
Yeah.
With girls?
Yeah, probably.
What would you call it?
Fireside with Phil.
Why do you keep saying that?
I don't know. Phil Mickelson does that, so I'm not taking credit for that.
Do your intro. Do a fake intro.
Oh, gosh. Do you say, like, good morning or good evening? Or?
Just do a do whatever you think it'd be.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Fireside with Phil. Today we have a special guest, TK's Juicy Pods. We have a lot of interesting things going on today, talking about coronavirus, TikTok.
We are not going to talk about that.
Whatever. I was just giving that example. Is that good?
No, yeah, I feel like that was decent. Wait, so you listen to Caller Daddy and Barstool, or Part of My Take. I feel like I've listened to a few Part of My Takes, and honestly, I got bored.
Well, yeah, because you don't know what they're talking about, probably.
It was, like, about, like, Sunday Night Football, and yeah. I was like, okay, is it, like, way more funny if you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like I got some of the stuff, but some of the stuff I was like, I'm so bored.
Somebody tried to put me on the Joe Rogan. Do you ever listen to that?
Oh, yeah. Do you like it?
I've only listened to, like, clips, but I really don't have time for podcasts right now. So
those are your favorite, too? Do you ever listen to David Dobrik's?
No, never.
Oh, see, I love his. You would like his. They're really funny. Like, literally everything. It's so funny.
See, I need to listen to one of, like, a male college guy like me.
See, you should just make one.
I know, I should.
Guys, leave a review or comment on Philip's last pick if he should make a pod. I feel like it could be, like, something about, like, college/frat life or something. Like, I feel like that'd be fun. But on David's last pod, he was talking. I literally was, like, almost in tears laughing because they were talking about, like, if you ever thought you were a good singer, right?
Yeah.
And, like, how everyone, like, records themselves on their phone and, like, listens back to it, and they're like, oh god, that was so bad, right? And and David was like, I literally have never done that. And Natalie was like, oh my gosh, I do that all the time. And she literally pulled up her voice memos and, like, had voice memos of the time she had recorded herself. And she literally had one from, like, I don't know, it was like 2017 or something. And it literally was named Castle on the Hill, like, from Ed Sheeran. And she was like, I'm on my way. It was literally, and they played it on the podcast. It was so funny. But yeah, you've definitely recorded yourself on your phone before, right?
Oh yeah, I've sent a lot of singing Snapchats.
Wait, in Snapchats you send them to people?
I mean, yeah, if I'm just messing around. If there's a music song playing in the background, I'll sing it.
Oh, you'll sing it. You're not, like, actually trying.
I'm not like, you got it, you got it back. Send that to someone.
You just randomly start singing a song and send it some. What are the odds you do that right now?
I can't. I'm on FaceTime right now.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Anyway, I think that it was so funny. You should listen to it. It's pretty, they're pretty goofy on there. So from my understanding, you have a really big formal coming up called Black Diamond, correct?
Yes, we're going to Chicago next weekend, which is the 29th through the 2nd.
And why is this such a big deal?
Because you get to go to Chicago with your boys for the weekend and the date, and it's just a lot of fun. Our formal's at the top floor of the Willis Tower, so it should be.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
That's sick. Yeah, we all get buses, and the bus ride's so fun. It's just one of the best times of the year.
So the boys, do you have a date yet?
Trying to get dates right now.
Everyone's buzzing. Yeah. Does that mean like you're stressed out?
Yeah, John Block just 30 minutes ago, got a date, so shout out Block. I do not have a date right now, so we'll see.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
But I got a good idea.
Yeah, but we both know who you're going to take. Are you not going to say it on the pod?
No.
No. Philip's waiting. Stop talking about this because he's nervous.
Joe.
So do none of, like, does everyone in your room not have a date still?
Two dudes have a date. Out of eight.
Well, are the other ones going to ask their dates soon? Do they know who they're going to take?
No, Stemmy's really stressed and so is Tom.
Well, I hope best of luck to everyone finding a date. Someone should have taken me because that would be a great date.
You can still go. Just go out there and hang out with your friends, Chicago friends. And we'll link up.
Yeah, but if I'm going to go, like, I'm going to go. Like, I don't want to just, like...
If you want to see content of TK in Chicago... Go on her last photo and say hashtag TK to Chicago.
But it would be way more fun. Like, I want to go to the dance. Like, I love to dance. I want to go to the dance. Yeah, but then I'll feel out of place. I don't want to, like, go and show up and people be like, why the hell is this fucking girl here? Like, I want to go the right way.
You're the last person to be soft about somebody judging you. What do you mean?
I know, like, I wouldn't care, but I don't want to be, like, annoying. Like, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go with date. And that's on period.
Okay. Do you say period with the T?
Period. Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Like, that's just all like period. Like it's kind of like the new, like, that's the T, kind of it. In a way. Yeah. It's like on period. Like ooh, like with the eyes emoji. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm love pretty the eyes sure. Emoji, favorite emoji.
I know. I'm pretty sure that Ricky Thompson started it. You know who that is?
No idea.
He's like that. Guy that dances, he's so funny on Instagram. Yeah, so I really hope that someone else decides to take me to Black Diamond so I can book a flight soon.
Period.
And that's on period. Okay, so you guys sent in a bunch of questions and like topics to talk about on the pod on my Instagram. So we're going to just go ahead and dive into those because I think it'd be fun. And a lot of them are about our childhood. So
do it.
Let's go into that. Okay, the first thing is, what's the funniest thing you did together when you were younger?
Oh, gosh. Probably just pranking other people was always funny.
Oh, just like just like
people, yeah, about other people.
Where are you thinking about? Like, you're talking like, about Sapal.
Come on, yeah, I mean that. Yeah, we just.
I FaceTime Sapal. I literally think four times on Sunday.
He said, "What?" He came in and was like, "Well, yo, what's TK on right now?"
He did.
Yeah.
Like, what'd you guys know, say?
Yeah, I was just like, I have no idea, bro. She just FaceTimed me too.
Why didn't you answer me?
I did.
You did?
Do not remember? Yes.
No.
Jeez.
You actually did?
What were you doing on a Sunday?
We were out. So there's this big thing in LA called Sunday Fun Day. And basically, like, I was in WeHo, but, like, also in, like, Santa Monica. Santa Monica is where I feel like most of the straight bars are. And then the gay bars are in WeHo. Yeah. And we were in WeHo. And it literally was so fun. We just, like, bar hopped. And it was, like, lit as hell. Jeez. On a Sunday during the day. It was kind of like.
Do that in LA?
Yeah, but it was literally like LA's version of tailgating in a way, because you like you can start early and you can be there the whole day.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys, is Tuesday night a big like going out night for LA or no?
No, I would. Night? Well, what's weird about LA is like really there's something going on every night of the week. So like there's so many events that honestly, like for me at least, I'm like so excited when there's not an event because it's like so much time. Like it's not like, especially with even being a female, but like not even that, like LA is just so elevated, like you have to take time to get ready, you have to like get an Uber, blah 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 blah, like everything's so far away, so it's just so much more time and effort compared to like throwing on a freaking Hawaiian shirt and like going to the basement.
But is there some like type of like schedule, like on Sundays, whatever you said it is, because like for here at Bloomington, like for the 21 year olds, it's like $2 Tuesday, and then Friday it's back, Friday after class, and then Saturday it's, oh, we're going to sports. Like, it's kind of like,
I would say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are usually all events. So like there's usually at least one or two events throughout Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
like a red carpet
and
or something.
Yeah, it could be like even Mondays could be a red carpet, but like even just like brand events. So it could be like a Bumble event, or like I just went to a Stella event last week, or like a Fabletics event, all of those or whatever.
And then Friday, Saturday is like club.
And then Friday, Saturday is like go out, and then Sunday, Sunday fun day. But also LA people love like brunch. So it's like people will do like bottomless mimosas. Like that's a huge thing. Like on a Saturday. On like a Saturday or Sunday. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Like a lot of people would do bottomless mimosas and then they'll go out like for Sunday fun day.
What about like, is Thursday a big part of the day or no? Is it just wait till Friday?
I feel like it's just wait till Friday.
Is like the big part, like the first day to party.
See, I feel like Thursday's still event night.
Still event night, okay.
Yeah. But, like, doesn't mean the events aren't lit. Like, sometimes, like, Revolve will throw down for an event.
Right.
Like, they'll literally, like, there was an event that they had, and I'm pretty sure, like, Drake showed up. But, like, they had, like a DJ, and, like, they had an open bar, and, like, Revolve goes really hard for events.
What's Revolve again? A clothing brand?
Yeah, it's like they basically, they're kind of like a Nordstrom, but like online. So like they have a bunch of different brands. Like they have like Nike and like basically
they sell all their stuff, people's brands.
Well, they do have their own brands too, but they also include like a bunch of other brands. So it's like the hub.
Yeah.
It's like, it's basically like the it store for like girls my age, I would say.
Cool.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most,
is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
So yeah, that's our crazy, that's our wildest child.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of our. Okay, so you think like teasing people? Is there a specific time that it would be teasing people? Like that we?
I don't know.
I feel like that sounds mean, but like that's just our humor, I guess.
Yeah, we'll
get under someone's skin. Yeah. Like, so Paul's a really easy one to get.
Paul, why are you so rattled, bro?
Or I guess Joe, or my friend Brianna.
Do you have any ideas of good memories we had?
I feel like we used to make pretty epic snow forts.
Oh, those were so fun. We'd literally make like igloos.
Tunnels. So like at the end of our driveway, we have a pretty long driveway, and like whenever it snowed a lot, the guy called?
The snowplow
would like come and like plow all of the snow that was in like the long driveway to the end of the driveway.
So there's
like a huge mountain of snow, like not like a mountain, but like a huge pile. And Phil and I would like invite all of our, I feel like our house was like the hub where like people started for snow days.
Yeah.
So like people would come over and we would make like tunnels and forts in this, and like in an igloo at the end of our driveway.
It was legit too. Like you could get all the way in there.
Yeah, you could like go and hang out, and it was way less cold in there because you couldn't feel the air.
Yeah.
We would like put our dog through it and shit.
Yeah, that was the best.
And then we would go inside and like have hot cocoa and put our stuff in the dryer, like because it was all like sweaty and cold. And then we would go back out for like a sled run.
Yeah, we go to the yards and sled.
Yeah, that was fun. I feel like also
pool parties
were lit, like capture the flag was lit. I remember one time we played football in the rain in the front yard. Hilton Head. Oh yeah. Oh, there's so many.
We had a great time.
What was your favorite year going to Hilton Head? We like grew up going to Hilton Head Island for vacation.
I don't know. I think for me, I don't think you were there, but when me and Domer went, we just had a great time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was not there. I'm trying to think of other things that were like really fun. I mean, I guess when I was really, really little, I would make Philip like run around our house like a cheerleader with me.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna come.
And I would like, we had this one IU flag, and
when we had the CDs that my dad somehow got custom CDs that like it was like the radio, and they had he customized it so it was our name. So it was like Philip King against Duke, number one Assembly Hall. He puts up the shot, and we win. And we recreate it in our basement with the mini hoop, and it was so lit.
So it would be like someone announcing the like a really big game.
Yeah, like the championship.
But like we were the names.
We were the players.
But but we were the players. Yeah. And then we, it would like...
And before we'd play the fight song and run around with the flag.
Yeah, to get us pumped up.
That was lit.
Honestly, I would still do that.
I would too. We should run. I wish we could find those. That CD. Those are iconic.
I'm sure we can find them and get them like on a like a track. We could throw a beat behind it. That'd be, put on SoundCloud.
That's a good business. I should start that business. Customize. You should. Like,
I know. You should actually give. Who's the guy? I follow the guy that does the Fiji DJing on SoundCloud. What's his name?
Nick Olson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I followed him on SoundCloud. He's a really good profile.
Yeah, he's a beast.
I literally, like, he popped up on my SoundCloud. Like, I didn't find him through really? You. And then I saw that you were following him, and I was like, whoa.
That's hype.
But that was a good question. What's, like, the funniest thing? Did you guys have to share a room when you guys were kids? If so, how was it? No, we actually didn't.
Thank God.
I know, thank God. Someone said, for your brother, what was it like being TK's brother?
Wow, that's a good question. It's good. She's a cool girl, but I always hear the classic, oh, your sister's so cool. When's your sister going to come visit? And I just, you know, kind of hurts me a little bit because I'm just...
Wait, are you serious? People say that?
Yeah. No, it's definitely weird because some people are like, oh my gosh, your sister's famous. And I was like, no, she's not. She's just my sister. But like,
no.
Some people actually think she's famous, which is like kind of weird.
See, that's so, like, not true.
I know. Well, but to some people, you probably are.
I kind of, in a weird way, get it. Because, like, when you don't know... it's weird when you know someone versus when you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I feel like when I don't know someone, I put them on a pedestal. And then I meet them and I'm like, oh, they're normal.
Like, you probably don't think Alicia's, like... You're not starstruck by Alicia.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's weird because I'll be such a fan of someone and then I'll meet them and then I'll be like, oh, like they're just a normal person. Like I like them for who they are versus like, you know, what they flex on Instagram. Yeah. Wait, but what would you say like versus now? Because it was like, what was it like being TK's brother? Like what would you say it was like growing up?
Oh, it was the same. I mean, she's still the same. Crazy and very outgoing. Like, always trying to get people to do stuff and... was not afraid to put herself out there.
I'm like so scared to hear what you're gonna say.
Like stupid in the pool always. Come on, Phil, let's do stunts. Always stupid. When she was like thought she was going, she literally thought she was going to Hawaii Pacific for cheerleading or something. So she would try to make me be her backspot or something. It was just ridiculous.
This is so true.
What was the school called? You were literally sitting down going to Hawaii Pacific for cheerleading.
That was probably though when I was in like literally eighth grade.
No, it was like junior of high school.
No, it was not. No, but what else? Like, what do you mean I would try and get people to do stuff like besides you? Like, what do you mean by that?
I don't know. Like, for dance marathon, you'd always try to rally the troops. I guess that's just everybody does that. I
feel like, though, I was constantly rallying people to go get to do stuff.
You were always making plans for people. Like, when you always come home, you make that ping pong tournament happen, and you were always doing that when we were little, too.
Yeah.
Like, on the Sundays, you'd always be calling all the neighbors.
I know. Okay, what else? Was there anything weird I did when, like, growing up?
No.
Or, like, what was I like growing up?
You were very bossy, especially with the TV remote. That's our biggest fight ever. You always want to watch your stupid, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. You know, I was trying to watch SportsCenter and just not in love. You'd always cry to mom. Mom, Phillip hit me.
We would actually get in fights. Yeah. And for the longest time, there was, like, a period in my life where I was stronger and bigger than him. So I could beat him up. And then it quickly changed.
His dad just egged it on so much. And I would try to... And then when I could finally beat you, I'd always try to wrestle you, and you'd never do it. And Dad would just be like, you still can't beat her. You haven't beat her.
I know. He would be like, remember that one time when Taylor kicked your ass?
Yeah.
He still says that to this day. He's like, you'll never be able to beat Taylor up.
Well, yeah, because if I do it now, it's just terrible. People are probably thinking, like, I want to actually go and beat you up now. And don't beat up girls.
Someone said, what's your craziest memory when on a family trip? What's your favorite family vacation we ever went on?
Probably the Dominican or Costa Rica.
I feel like mine was Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Okay, someone said, actually, Ollie said, is there any lingo you've picked up from TK or vice versa?
That's the T. You got me on that.
Do you say that?
Sometimes I'll just say T. Ooh, T.
Ooh, T. Yeah, I say that too. It's just like, it's kind of like you're saying a lot without saying anything at all.
Yeah, I feel like I give you more, but like I say juicy, I guess. Ooh, that's juicy.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I feel like I, from you, I love the thing that you said, like, I have real estate in your head right now.
Yeah, I've got a, I got real,
you're like, I have a forking, you're like, I have a mansion in your head right now. Like, yeah. AKA, like, I'm in your head. Like, I'm bothering you.
Well, yeah, like, I own all your head.
Yeah. What else do I say because of you?
You say, I feel like you like bot.
Oh, I love bot. Big bot energy. Philip, what are weird things that guys do when they have a crush?
Get scared.
But is there anything specific that they do?
I don't know. We're back. I don't know. When I have a crush, let's see, when I have a crush, what do?
Okay, this is one thing that Philip literally does every time he has a crush. You're very open about it, I feel like.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like if he has a crush, like, our whole family knows about it. And he'll literally, this is a thing he literally does for, I've seen him do it for multiple girls. He'll be like, okay, let's say the girl's name is like Megan. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. He'll be like, randomly, he'll just like either like leave the house to go to the gym or he'll like just start doing push-ups and he'll be like, I got to do this for Megan.
Gotta use him as motivation, man.
Yeah. You'll like, I feel like your thing is like working out / getting fit.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah.
Like, he'll drop down and start doing push-ups and be like, gotta do this for Megan.
Gotcha.
Is there something weird that I do? I feel like you're a lot more open about it than I am.
You never tell me if you like anybody.
No. Someone said, were you all always super close growing up, or did you grow closer when you got older?
We were always pretty close.
I feel like we were always pretty close, but I feel like we got a lot closer when we got older.
Yeah, like, we wouldn't really tell each other stuff about, like, I don't know.
Like, I feel like now we talk all the time versus, like,
yeah. In high school, it's just, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like our lives are a lot more interesting and different right now because in high school, everybody knew what everybody was doing, so.
Yeah, true. Like, I feel like.
Like, nothing that exciting is going to happen in high school.
Yeah, and I feel like things happen that, like, I would never know unless you literally were like, hey, guess what? This happened.
Yeah, like, hey, I saw Jonah Hill at my appointment.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, so stuff like that where I'm like, oh my God, this happened or whatever. Someone said, what was it like living together?
It wasn't that bad, except, again, the TV remote was the only problem. I feel like our friends were all got along, so it was always fun. Like, I'd have friends over and you'd also have friends over, and it would just be a fun, all jolly time.
Like, I feel like we grew up and we always had our group of friends over, which was honestly convenient for the friends because they got to see all of their friends at our house because, like, Philip would have mainly guys over and then I would have all my girls over and we would just hang out.
Yeah.
Would you ever live together again?
Maybe just for, like, a summer, but permanently, probably not.
I feel like if you moved here and I had a house, you would live in my house.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
I feel like that
would
be
the biggest problem would be with that.
With us living together now?
Yeah.
I feel like you just thinking that I would do everything for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be like, clean up your own shit.
Yeah.
I already do that when you come to visit.
Yeah, and that gets really annoying. Have you thought about getting a pet lately?
I really want to get a dog.
Why don't you get one?
I can't.
They're so cute.
I think I would get a golden retriever.
You cannot have it. You need a little dog first.
Why?
Because you're just, I feel like you're good with the little ones.
No, you want me to get a little one.
What kind of dog
would you want me to get?
I don't care. I just not like a chihuahua, though. Those are weird.
Yeah, but what kind? Dead ass. If I was like, hey, I'm getting a dog, you get to pick the kind. What would you pick?
Oh, I like golden retrievers. I think that'd be fine. But it has to be like a baby first.
Well, everyone has to be a baby.
Well, no, you could buy it at like a shelter.
Oh, yeah, get it. No, like I could rescue one. Yeah, I would want to rescue, though, but it would be awesome if I could rescue a puppy. But you would, what if I got a little dog? Which one, what kind would you want me to get?
Probably one like Alicia's.
Like Chloe?
Those are cute.
You like Chloe?
I like Chloe and this food.
A Malshi. It's a Maltese Shih Tzu. Yeah. That's what Daisy, Remy's dog, is too. Yeah, I really want to get a dog. I just can't because I'm always traveling and I'm always gone and I'm never home and I don't have anyone to take care of it.
Yeah, so our hamster, I have a hamster, by the way, people, in my room. And he actually broke out of his cage the other day and we were freaking out.
Shut up.
We couldn't find him, yeah. And he was literally in Rod's, like, big pile of dirty clothes. And he collected, like, a bunch of stuff, like a bunch of food from the floor. And he was just in there and he had, like, a little nest.
That is disgusting.
We were freaking out for like 8 hours because we couldn't find little Stewie.
His name's Stu?
Yeah, Stu Butters.
Stu Butters. Wait, where? Okay, question. How did he escape the cage? I have so many questions.
We don't know.
You don't know how he escaped?
He pushed the cage open and just got out.
Oh my gosh. And then how did you end up finding him?
We just went on a room tear and just teared our room and just looked everywhere.
Really? And who found him?
Rod.
Rod did?
And his dirty clothes. He's like a pile of dirty. Pick up your clothes, Rod.
And Stu was in there?
Yeah.
Ew.
He was just burrowing. He loves burrowing and getting like into the couches and everything. And
he does?
Yeah, like he tries to get in your arm. When you're holding him, he tries to get in your armpit.
Wait, yeah. You let him run around the couch?
He needs to. He can't just live in that cage his whole life. Poor little guy.
So who takes care of him the most? Is it John Block?
John Block, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever feed him and stuff?
Yeah, he's always got food in his cage.
Yeah, but like, do you personally?
I have yet to feed Stu.
Have you guys ever cleaned out his cage?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It smells though right now. When you clean it again.
Didn't Mom love Stu?
Yeah, his mom was a big fan. I want a dog though. I need a dog in my life.
You want a dog?
Yeah.
What kind do you want? You would get a little dog. You're such a little dog person.
They're so cute.
They are so cute. I like how, like, the Warners, they have, like, a big dog and a little dog.
Yeah, those are funny.
Like, I want that. Well, guys, let us know if you enjoyed this nice little intro into the rest of the pod. Haley West will be coming on the pod. I'm very excited for you guys to listen to her part. Be sure to follow Phil on everything. What's your Instagram, Phil?
Phil up with Philip King10 at gmail.com. All right. Instagram. That's not my Gmail. Philip King10.
You want to email him? Just if you got it.
You want to email me too? I'd love to chat.
That was legit. Are you trying to get a brand deal right now?
Yeah.
That was so
serious
funny.
Inquiries only.
Okay, well, is there anything else you have to say?
Bam TK, hashtag TK to Chicago. Talk to you next Tuesday with Fireside with Phil. Peace.
All right. Yeah, let us know if you want Phil to remain on the pod as a co-host. And thanks so much for being on. Let's go hear what Haley has to say about all of her juicy polls.
Wait, can I say something again?
Yeah.
Let me know if you want me to interview some Indiana Hoosiers or Indiana people because I'm here and I think that'd be fun for me to do.
Yeah, especially like more frat boys. I feel like that would be fun.
Or girls. I could do girls.
Or girls, too. Yeah.
Sorority girls.
Yeah, and I can be on the mic too. So yeah, let us know. We're trying to get Phil out to LA this summer, so we'll probably record a lot more. Very excited. And peace. Let's listen to Haley.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm here today with graphic designer for the Mayfair Group, Haley West.
Hi.
Hi. So, Haley, tell me a little bit about where you're from originally, where you just moved to, and what you're up to now.
Okay, because I'm kind of all over the place. So, I'm from Nashville, just moved to Arizona to work at the Mayfair Group.
Which, I'm obsessed with Nashville.
Thank you, I am too.
It's literally the best.
You know, I've actually come to appreciate it more within the past year of being away from it more. But I definitely do love it. Like, that's 100% home.
Mm-hmm. And now you just moved to Arizona to work at the Mayfair Group.
Yes.
Got it. Cool. And so you are, like, queen of, I feel like, collages, graphics, like, Insta-baddie, like, quotes. Like, I feel like I see your graphics all the time on people's stories.
Well, that's nice to hear. I like, miss some of them. But, yeah, no, that's what I love to do.
Do you, like, try and follow, like, everyone that you see reposts your stuff?
No, because I feel like I annoy my followers if I repost all the stuff that they repost.
Yeah.
But I definitely shoot them a DM and I'm like, thank you so much.
Aww. But, yeah. Do you feel weird or like kind of awesome knowing you're almost like a ghost writer, but like a ghost graphic girl?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's rewarding, and it's also kind of like the pressure of like the energy on it is not on me. So I just
kinda,
like,
yeah. Sit back.
And, like, watch
see it how it does.
Yeah.
So true. So
there's no pressure on me.
So what's something, like, a graphic that you've made that you were, like, you didn't think was very good and maybe it, like, popped off?
The pink and blue Dare collage.
What's that?
It's one of the ones on Mayfair.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually now merch.
Shut up.
So that's, like, I see it on people now.
That's so weird. Like,
but,
yeah. So can you explain, like, kind of, I guess, your and Mayfair's vibe with, like, graphics? Because I feel like both of you together are known for, like, that vibe.
Yeah. I've definitely become accustomed to their style. I think I had a completely different aesthetic before them.
Really? What do you think was yours versus theirs?
I think theirs is way more elevated. I think I was along the same lines of it. But I've learned a lot within the past 3 months of being there from the other graphic designers. So
really?
Now it's just kind of, I feel like I have six minds connected of graphics and uh-huh. my other interns and stuff. But definitely cool girl, like, influencer pictures, really kind of edgy, pushing a little bit of boundaries here and there, so.
Got it. What's crossing the line? Like, what's the boundary?
I don't know. Sometimes we use more risky quotes that could potentially just, you know.
Like, with pictures. What? With, like, profanity or what?
Sometimes profanity. We're known to put some profanity in our collages, which usually for, like, a PR fashion agency, it's not the best
uh-huh.
representation sometimes. But if it's in a way that's kind of classier and just kind of sarcastic,
yeah,
it makes it better. But like that, certain photos we use are a little bit racier. I don't know, just kind of like a,
I feel like overall. Mayfair's vibe, like, I feel like I connect to, like, am I pushing this too far? Because I feel like I don't cross the line, but like, yeah. I'm definitely an edgy gal.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I love being a little edgy, a little juicy, a little, you know.
See, that wasn't me before this.
Really?
And up until now. Like, okay, this merch says, like, badass on the back, and I would have never worn that before.
Cause I'm like, really?
I feel bad. Like, there's kids walking behind me. Like, I don't want... Now I'm like, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Like, see, I live for that.
That's the Southern hospitality in me.
I'm looking
out for everyone around me.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I feel like everyone from my hometown was like, oh, my God, this girl's gone off the wall.
Literally.
Anyway, so your polls that you came up with,
yes.
I really loved because they were very related to your job and, like, just, like, social media in general, which I feel like is just, like, a part of everyone's everyday yeah. life now. So do you vote in my polls?
Most of the time, I try to.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like everyone says that.
I check. This is really bad. Sorry, parents, if you hear this. I definitely watch Instagram stories at, like, stoplights and stuff. So I usually tap through. I like reading the questions.
Oh, got it.
So it depends if, like, I'm at,
yeah.
at the house.
Yeah.
Then I will do it. But if I'm driving, no.
Yeah.
But people ask good questions.
I know.
The polls.
I know.
Like,
I feel like I'm constantly, like, literally, just even in our conversation yesterday, because Haley and my friends, Kat and Emily, we all went to dinner. And, like, even I was this morning, like, trying to come up with questions at the gym. And I was, like, I'm always constantly thinking stuff. And I was, like, what were we talking about last night? Like, what could I, like, come up with yeah. questions about? Or, like, literally, I was on the treadmill and I was, like, ooh, like, can you run more than a mile? Like, you know what I mean? Just yeah. stuff, like, that I'm, like, constantly thinking of.
I saw the TikTok one and I was, like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, big TikTok girl over here. So let's just go ahead and get into the polls and see what the juicy respond or followers voted, I guess is what they are. So is there anyone that you're really excited to see the answer to?
No.
No.
Funny enough, I'm surprised I didn't ask any to see specific someone vote on it.
Really?
I didn't even have that in mind. Because some of these, I just want to make sure I'm sane, if anything else.
Would it be, like, if you were looking for someone specific to vote, would it be, like, a guy? Or would it be, like, a girl? Or, like, a influencer? Like, what would it be? Who are you looking
Probably
for?
Probably, like, an influencer or a girl.
Really?
Like, I just... Guys, I don't...
you don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's so funny. I feel like just with social media in general, I care way more about girls' validation. Like,
right?
When a girl, like a cool girl comments on my photo, I'm like, holy cow, like this is a damn good photo. Yeah. Versus like if it were a guy to comment it, I would not think the same.
Yeah.
100%. You know? Girls are way more hard to please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is funny because you know they're feeling the same thing about validation towards them.
Yeah.
It's a really weird
cycle. It's weird. Okay. First question is, would you pick up and move in 2 weeks to somewhere you've never been?
I mean, I did that.
Yeah.
But I also question a lot whether that was not a smart decision, but if it was sane, because I don't think I thought everything through.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are some things that like you didn't, you totally were like, wow, I really didn't think that through?
Well, obviously the excitement of the job kind of overtook a lot of emotions, but definitely I've never been to Arizona.
So you moved for your job?
Yes, I moved for my job, which is nice because there was stability there. There was going to be a group of people that I know there. But other than that, I've never been to Arizona. I had to drive across the country for 3 days. I didn't think really through anything.
Yeah.
So now it's like I'm just now figuring things out about living there 3 months later, which I would have liked to have known before. Because when I lived in LA, I planned to move here. Planned stuff.
Got it. But do you think you would have done it had you like waited?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I used to be such a, like, for instance, I mean, I still do this. I'm trying not to. But I would be like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, upload on YouTube or I'm not going to upload podcasts until I have the perfect setup. You know what I mean? Same. Until I have the perfect thing.
Oh my God.
Or like, I'm not going to post, you know, fitness videos until I have the perfect body. Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And now I'm so just launch and adjust. Like, because you're never going to be perfect. Yeah. And it's so much easier said than done. But like, if there's anyone listening that's like, ooh, I'm waiting to like do this certain thing, like just forking do it and then adjust along the way.
100%.
Because you will literally never be perfect.
Yeah.
I'm like 3 years
I'm
later.
I'm still learning that.
Yeah. I'll use, like 3 years later, there's new equipment that I still don't have. You know what I mean? Yeah. 3 years later, there's still abs that I don't have. You know what I mean? Stuff 100%. Like that. Knowing what you did now, would you still do it? Would you pick up and move 2 weeks later?
Yes. I just don't have, I don't know.
See, I would too, for sure. I feel like even more so if it were for something like a job or a boy or like something like that. Like, I would do that.
I don't know if I would do it for a boy.
I feel like I would. Not now. Like, I would never leave like my job or like my lifestyle now. But like, I definitely am that person that like if I felt like it was right, I would just do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, 46% said yes.
Okay.
Did you think people were going to say no?
Yeah.
I feel like more people like would than you think.
But maybe that's because I'm thinking of people back home. Because the environment I was around, even when I was towards the end of my time in Nashville, it felt transitional. I didn't have a boyfriend. I didn't have, obviously, my friends and my family I absolutely love.
Uh-huh.
But I felt comfortable leaving within 2 weeks because there was no ties that kind of held me down. And I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't. But if I were to ask anyone else back home, they probably would have been like, no.
Yeah.
So that's but also, kind of...
you never like, once you're in this situation, you just think differently. You know what I mean? You never really know what you're going to do until like it happens.
Yeah.
To you.
And the fear of like not following something would scare me way more.
Oh, I'd rather go and fail than not go at
100%.
All. 100%. Oh my God. Same. Okay. So that's interesting. Only 54% said no, which I thought kind of more people would.
Yeah.
Do you think you will work at the same job for 20 plus years?
No.
I think no as well. But I think definitely like the space, like the vibe of what I'm doing right now will definitely be what I'm doing. Like, you know what I mean? The vibe, like, I still want to, like, produce. I still want to be in social media. I still want to be in digital media, influencer heavy. Like, I feel like I'm in the right orbit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Genre of work.
Yeah, genre. Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. Okay, so, like, I'll be honest. I went into a museum the other day, and there was, like, a confession booth, and I wrote down, I said, I'm afraid that I can't ever settle down to, like, one person, one job, one place. Like, that's my biggest fear, because I switch careers all the time. Because I went to FitIn for product development, and then I was a graphic designer, and then I don't...
Yeah, but how old are you?
I'm 23. That also stresses me out, because I want...
See, you're 23. You're so young. Like, there's people that I know that are literally, like, 28, and they have no idea what they're doing.
Like, I want to be an esthetician. I want to come out with my skincare line. I'd love to, like, do a little line of clothing.
Yeah, but that's okay. Like, you can do those things. You have a lot of time.
Possibly.
You have a lot of time. There's literally so many people I know. I mean, like, literally people will start their career at like 40.
Yeah.
In like a different, but if it's they'll their change
passion,
pace.
Like, that's what makes me, I only do things if they're 100% my passion.
Passion driven. Love that. Okay. 42% said yes. They think they're going to stay at the same job for 20 plus years. That's crazy to me.
Maybe that's because we're in the creative field, because
yeah, and entertainment.
There's so many different branches to it.
Also, it's not as like stagnant and it's not as stable.
Yeah.
Whereas like being a, once you become a doctor, you're just a doctor. Like you can't, I mean, you can, but like typically when you come like become a brain surgeon, you're not like, oh, I actually want to become like a foot doctor. Like a
pediatrician.
Yeah. Like after you, especially because you did all, basically like honestly becoming a doctor is just like one, like climbing up a mountain. You know what I mean? Because it's like you go to school, like you specialize at school and then you go to your, you know, rounds or whatever. I don't know the actual, I'm like literally trying to reference Grey's Anatomy here, but you just like, you do, you go up the ladder and then you finally become a doctor and then it's like, all right, you reach the top of the mountain. Yeah.
When as creatives, we're starting this, I mean like late teens, early 20s. And then you have 15-year-olds becoming successful TikTokers. And then you feel old. You're like, I need to be doing more.
I know. What's crazy, too, with, like, entertainment. Or, like, for instance, being a doctor is a super stable job, right? Yes. Or even a nurse or whatever. Yeah. You get it, and then you have a super stable salary. What's crazy with entertainment is, like, you can either, like, make dirt shit, like, nothing. Or forking crazy money or like success, you know what I mean? Because like honestly the sky's the limit.
Yeah,
with like even just business in general.
Yeah, but that's really interesting
though. So interesting. 20 plus years, 42% said yes they'll be at the same, 58% said no.
I agree with you, like genre, I think I would stay in the same, like social media.
Oh, you're for sure gonna stay in that. Yeah,
but I don't know if it's like one specific job person I'm working for, freelance position.
Yeah.
For 20 plus
I feel like that's so rare in entertainment.
That's, yeah.
Okay. Do you believe in manifestation?
100%.
So how do you manifest?
I do it a lot of different ways. It just kind of depends on my overall emotion at the time. I actually manifested this job.
Really?
My life.
How'd you do that?
I write down like 100 things I'm grateful for every morning. Just like put everything.
In every morning?
Yeah.
You're serious?
Yeah. Just put.
You never skip a day?
No.
Okay, how do you make time for that?
I mean, you...
Is that the first thing you do in the morning?
Yeah, you make time for things that, like, just kind of ground you, and that's something that's really helped with my anxiety, just, like, my mood swings.
So 100? You write them down, or do you, like, type them in your phone? Write them, okay.
Write them, stretch, headspace for 20 minutes, and then I start my day. That's why I wake up at 4:30, and everyone makes fun of me, because they're like, why do you wake up at 4:30?
Oh, my God.
But it's just, I like to have my time, but manifestation's so important.
What time do you go to bed?
Like, 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... I write down manifestations. I write as if I already have it. I'm a pretty visual person.
So you'll be like, I am a producer for Nickelodeon.
No, like, so you want to like write the emotion that you would feel attached to it once you have it. So I wrote, I'm so proud that I proved to myself that I could get the job at Mayfair as a graphic designer.
Wow, like, so you're very specific.
I'm very specific about the emotion, and sure enough, like when I got the email, I was in the Zaxby's drive-thru line and I felt so proud. Like it was... My body and mind were already trained to have that emotion.
So I would be like, I feel so fit twirling around at Coachella right now.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Yeah.
But I feel snatched as hell twirling at Coachella weekend one.
And if you keep saying that and keep
my manifestations,
your mind and body to fully believe that, even if it might not look like that to other people, you will probably feel like that in that moment because you've literally talked yourself into it. And you're like,
so this you literally, it's present tense.
Yes.
Wow.
No future, no past. I also just really try to make sure that I'm grateful and I show gratitude like every moment of the day.
So like, how do you do that?
I was driving down PCH and I turned off my music and I was like, I'm so thankful that the sun is out, that I'm safe. I have my car in LA. I get to see people I love. Like it's very grounding.
Yeah.
And the more you show appreciation and kind of open your arms out to like the universe, to like accept things, you start to see that things start to come to you that fit more of your
dream.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So are you religious at all?
I'm more spiritual.
Okay. So you're like a spiritual environment person or like universe person.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just feel more.
Do you not believe in like God?
I don't know. Like I'm up in the air about that because I used to be Christian. like, I used to go to church all the time mm-hmm. in Tennessee, but with everything I've gone through in life and just a ton of hardships, I found more connection in, like, the universe, all this stuff. Like, my spirit guide number is 44. I see that everywhere, and, like, I look at that as a sign of alignment.
How do you get a spirit guide number?
Like, it's just a number that you see all the time.
Oh, and that's really?
Usually when, like, you're in alignment with life. So I saw, like, 1244s on a license plate on the way here.
Uh-huh.
My new address is right next to 44th Street.
Really?
In Arizona. Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
And they all mean different things.
Got it. Okay. So you're a manifestation, like, universe, spiritual, yes. like, classic LA gal person.
100%.
Got it. Okay. And you, like, firmly believe in that stuff.
It's subjective. I mean, sometimes I, like, believe in it more than other times, but it just depends on the emotions.
Got it. Okay. So what is, like, someone that's, like, you're crazy right now? You know what I mean? Like, that's thinking that. How do you, like, what's a piece of advice you could give for someone to do, like, a small manifestation in their life?
I mean, maybe just manifest how you want the day to play out. It's kind of like praying, but my only thing is some people, like, pray and they're just like, okay, you take care of it, God. When, like, I also try to put in soul work. Like, I try to make my mind more positive, to be accepting of it. I just try to, like, flip everything to make sure, like, I'm in my best position to accept it.
Okay, so talk me through, like, let's go back to the job example, manifestation. Talk me through, like, how you were working on your soul through that.
Yeah. So at that point, I was...
Like, be extremely specific.
A manager of justice.
Uh-huh.
And that's obviously not what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
Because I left LA.
Yeah.
All this stuff and ended up working there. And I was like, no, like, I've started graphic design. I think I'm really good at it. I was doing a ton of soul work, showing gratitude, manifesting. I think I was at my best self, like, closest to my higher self as you can get. And I was like, I'm open to anything at this point. And one of the one things that I was dead set on was Mayfair, because they were the first account that I followed that got me attracted to graphic design.
Really?
And that's, like, a top tier thing for me.
Yeah.
And, like, if I get a job there that got me into graphic design, that's full circle. And I was like,
yeah,
so I'm not going to stop until I get it. I applied 3 times, and the 3rd time I got it.
Wow.
Same with the job with Shannon, like, everything.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just, like, a knowing feeling. You don't have to force a feeling on you, be like, I need this job. You're like, I have it.
Okay, so question. So if I, like, really wanted, let's go back to the Coachella, because I'm on, like, my fit grind right now for Coachella. That's, like, kind of, like, it's funny because the nutritionist that I go to, he literally, like, he like, gets people prepared for, like, Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Or like, for instance, like, even he gets people, like, snatched for, like, the Oscars or whatever, whatever their big Super Bowl event is. Mine right now is, like, Coachella to be fit and snatched and, like, have my live my best life, right? So stupid, but whatever.
No, it's...
You gotta have a goal.
You love and it's your passion.
Yeah, exactly. I'm crazy what I know I am. So how often should I be, like, manifesting this, like, thinking about this, like, you know what I mean?
Not at, like, once.
You just write it down.
Like, you just need to put it into the universe and know that if it's meant to be yours, whether it's a certain outfit you want to wear, whether it's a certain, like, goal weight you want to hit, like, it's going to be yours. If you are so
And you think about you in that present
time. How you would feel when that happens.
Got
if you keep trying to manifest it, you're, like, clinging on to it, being like, please happen. And that just shows the universe, like, you don't trust it. Or showing God you, like, don't trust it because you're like, I need this to happen.
So you just put it out there, trust it, and, like, visualize
and
yourself in it and let it be.
And
got
time.
It. And so are you, like, with that goal, this is the last thing I'll ask, with that, like, goal in mind, let's say, like, the Coachella thing, are you, like, okay, I need to physically and, like, mentally, like, take action so that I can fulfill that or fulfill that manifestation?
Yeah, in a sense, but it's more of, like, self work and not work for
the specific
for
thing.
That thing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Sort of.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, like, you kind of have to cater it, which is, like, I feel like with people's relationship with whatever they believe in, whether it's a God or, a, you know, whatever, like, I feel like you have to cater it to you and how you are as a person or whatever.
And how you feel.
Yeah. And, like, some people, like, I know I have friends that they're like, I talk to God most in the car. Or, like, I do it mostly, like, before I go to bed or whatever. You know, everyone has their thing. So that's really cool. I've been really, a lot of people here are into manifestation, but I like specifics to know, like, how I can do this.
Well, there's a quote that I posted the other day, and it was like, if you plant a seed to grow a flower, it's like you don't keep digging it up every day to see if it's growing. You just let it
grow. Whoa.
And that's the same as manifestation. You just kind of...
Whoa, I love that. Yeah. I think I saw you post that, but, like, you saying that, I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 71% said they believe in manifestation.
That's good to know. I think it's become more of a mainstream thing.
I feel like I believe in it.
Yeah. There's different ways to do it.
Yeah, but I feel like I believe in it for sure. But sometimes I'll be confused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think I need to trust the process more.
Yeah.
Anyway, 71% said yes, 29% said no. Have you ever thought about social media being a job for you?
Obviously.
Yeah, that's same. I honestly can't even imagine like it not.
I think everyone, it's just like a, not fallback, but I mean.
It's not fallback at all. It's not more
easy either. It's just one of those things. It's accessible.
It's like, duh.
You're your boss, all this stuff.
52% said yes. That's crazy.
I would thought maybe more people would say yes.
I'm actually shocked because I have a lot of like Midwest Indiana people that follow me, which is like, I literally say that on every podcast, but I think they're people there are so traditional that like makes me happy that like over 50% said yes. You know what I mean? Okay. Do you feel more validated when your pics get a good amount of likes?
I used to. But then I took a social media break and I was like, we need to reevaluate.
That doesn't define me. So. Yeah.
Now I don't. I really don't care. But, you know, you pay attention to it.
Yeah.
I just don't feed into it as much as I used to.
Yeah. I feel like I'm way more ho for comments.
Yeah. Oh, comments?
I don't
really.
Sometimes I have friends. I mean, I literally always tell people this. Like, my friends and my mom and, like, people that are, like, way more invested in my, like, numbers. They're like, oh, my God, you hit this. Or, oh, my God, like, this did so well. And I'm like, it did? I'm like, I didn't even know. But, like, that's because I'm just so ho for, like, DMs and comments. Like, I love engaging and talking to people.
Yeah.
So, I think, I mean, I for sure, I'm not going to be here and be like, I don't get validated from likes. Like, I for sure do.
Yeah.
But I get way.
I don't fully define my thoughts about myself anymore. Because I used to be really wrapped up in that.
Yeah. And I get way more validated, more so, I feel like, from comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's more personable.
It is. And I feel way more connected and like, wow, they like, they saw this and took the time. Yeah. Taking time to comment is like.
Because double tapping is.
So everyone double taps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes, 72% said yes, they feel validated. 28% are lying. Have you ever gotten an outfit specifically for IG pics?
100%.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still do all the time.
And then take it to Buffalo Exchange the next day to sell it.
Really? Okay, I've not done that, but.
But also, like, I don't care about outfits anymore. Like, I just wear sweats.
See, I've worn things, like, once, though, for an outfit or a pic, and then I'm like, I don't need this anymore. 29% said yes. That surprises me.
Whoa.
29% said yes. I mean, if you actually think about it, though, you know what's no different is buying a dress for a formal.
Because it's like a one-time
That's
thing.
No different.
Like a prom dress one-time thing.
Yes. Even a wedding dress.
Bridesmaid dresses. Those kill me. They're like, you can cut it and rewear it. I'm like, no.
I'm like, no. I'm never going to wear this chiffon dress again. You know what I mean?
I really thought more people would say yes.
You thought more people would?
Yes.
Oh, I'm surprised that this many admitted to saying yes. 29%.
At least admitted. Some of that 70% is not right. You know people have...
Yeah.
Now they'd be like, this would look so cute.
I think they think that, like, we're planning our whole Instagram feed for outfits instead of, like, oh, this would be cute in an IG pic. You know what I mean?
You definitely start looking at clothes of whether it would be good in a pic or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, for me, literally, I feel like I just, like, gravitate. Like, I buy way more red stuff because I'm like, it's perfect for my brand and my feed and stuff.
Yeah. It's, like, slimming and it's easy.
Well, there you go. Everyone has their color.
I know.
29% said yes. 71% said no. Do you post things specifically for one person to see? No lying.
Right now, no, because I don't have anyone.
But have you?
Oh, 100%. But I post more Instagram stories for people to see than I do grid posts.
Oh, same. I don't give a fork about Instagram stories. I am for sure looking to see if they viewed it.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, it's like I'm so me and weird and just like true to myself on my Instagram. Like, if you don't like that, then like I'd rather you just not like it now than me waste my time.
Yeah.
So, but I for sure, like, I'm always, like, looking to see if, like, two or three guys are
viewing. You know
what's
bad, too? Like, if you, like, Google them enough to where, like, they're one of the three circles that say, like, senior story at the bottom.
Yes. Like, oh, no. So do you think that's because you look at their stuff the most?
I don't know because I never actually really looked at his profile because he maybe uploaded, like, once a year.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm like.
Because if I'm being, like, it's you, it's my friend Lindsay, and it's Shannon. But, like, I never go to your guys' pages.
No.
But I wonder if that's...
But maybe it's because we interact a lot.
And, like, gauge with each other.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like there's people I don't engage with that are on my top.
Yeah, like, the boy, sometimes. he never
yeah.
photos.
Interesting factoid. Do you post things specifically for one person to see? 47% said yes. 53% are lying. For sure.
100%.
I'm going to post this on my story and be like, y'all lying. Y'all lying ass.
Especially, no offense, sorority girls. Love to post things.
Same with the... I have a brother who's in a frat.
Oh, frat.
They do that, yeah. too.
And, like, you're going to tell me that you did not just post up in that House of CB or Boohoo dress.
No, let's be real. No one's wearing House of CB in a sorority.
Correct. Boohoo. Or Pretty Little Thing.
Or Misguided.
Or Misguided.
ASOS. Hold on, let me think. What else? Princess Polly.
Maybe. Sorority girls have gotten more expensive with their taste, I've realized.
Revolve.
Oh, Revolve.
I feel like sorority girls, which is so smart, they, like, swap dresses. Like, everyone will get a cute-ass dress, and then they'll just swap.
Okay. See, I'm not into sorority things, because I was never in one, and I don't really have friends in one, so...
You know what I should do? Oh, my God, I'm going to do this right now. A question. Who do you want to see your stories? Like, who do you want to see your story?
Yeah. And just expose...
That's so interesting. Like, I hope they tell me who. Okay, so then the next one was, what's your type? What is your type?
I don't know if I have one, but that's why I was also asking the girls, because usually guys are, like, brunette or blonde, and, like, either, like, a boob or butt person. Like, it's, like, very black and white. With girls, it's like, well, they're more personality, but I think someone who... I love musicians.
Really? See, I'm so... You can have all the musicians. I'm so not about
They're
that.
Also...
Unless you're a DJ, maybe.
People. Ew, no, DJs are awesome.
I like DJs. I was talking about this with Brooke Michio. We were, like, not into the, like, musician acoustic vibe, but if you want to, like, drop me a beat, like, that's fine.
No. Maybe that's because I'm from Nashville, though.
Oh, like, probably.
I'm surrounded by musicians.
Probably.
But, like...
Oh, that makes sense. That makes way more sense.
Because that was all I had. Not access to. That's
See,
really
this is what... Okay, mine's obviously a 307.
Yeah.
307 athlete, like, wholesome Midwest guy.
See, that's
has their crap awesome together. Name. Like, probably has a really good job and, like, the fine... Like, is very analytical, intellectual.
Yeah.
Appreciates what I do, like, do, but really has no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Funny. Very funny. Can go on the dance floor with me and be stupid
that's
and
important.
Have a stank face.
Like, witty.
Yeah. I think
not,
funny.
Like, please stop. I hate when
also, like, I love it when someone will just FaceTime me. Like,
yes.
We don't need to, like, play, like, do the whole, you know, like, super straight up. Yeah. Anyway, people are saying manly. Boys that are, like, 100 pounds more than me. I feel that. Someone who does Soul Cycle with me. Someone who can actually meet my energy level. I feel that, too.
Yeah,
like,
that's definitely.
I used to have friends that would be like, yeah, you do need someone a little bit more mellow. And I'm like, no. I deserve someone who's just as hype. And
you need, like, crackhead energy.
Yeah. I'm like, I want someone who's, like, high energy and fun. Like, why do they get to someone who's, like me, who's high energy and fun, and they don't have to be?
Well, because it's a balance.
Yeah, but I'm so sick of that. I want someone who's high energy and fun like I am. Someone said Grayson Dolan. Loves the Lord, tall, dark, features, artistic/creative, but not a hipster. Interesting.
That's important. I don't like that.
Oh, you don't like hipster?
No.
Oh, God.
That's all Nashville was, too. Like, coffee aficionado. They were like, I want Americano.
Oh.
And I'm like, ew, stop.
If you have, like, a very specific coffee order, like, I'm not into that. You're a guy.
But if you're a guy.
Oh, that's weird,
like,
as hell.
It takes you 10 minutes to tell the coffee order.
Yeah.
It's like,
if yours is more than, like, 5 words, like, it's not going to work out.
More than 3 ingredients? And you have
yeah. Seriously. Oh, my God. I can't. If you know, like, literally different, like, types of ways to make coffee, I can't.
It's like a wine tasting.
No. It, like, I'd rather you know you're, like, beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. I go through different phases. Right now, athletic boys, who my friends all say that I like. Someone said sociopaths. Okay, my brother said, I'm just going to call him out because, you know, he's on this podcast all the time. Tall, blonde, blue eyes, athletic.
See, guys are so specific about build and looks. And girls are more like...
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's more personality, like, manly.
But here's what guys think. They think about looks because they're like, I'll only like a girl if they're basically like me. Personality-wise.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We're more perplexed and they about take care how of me. Personalities would mesh.
Yeah, I feel like they're just like, I'll either like you or not if our personalities mesh. But, like, they care. They're more, I feel like they visualize their future more based on looks.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I visualize it more with, like, stuff we're going to do together and stuff. You know what I mean?
You visualize, like, dates. Like,
yeah. So. Yeah.
I also and think our mind changes, too, with the people I talk to. And I'm like, okay, you have this personality trait that I thought I liked.
Same.
So I made a very specific.
Sometimes I'll find myself, I'll, like, be, like, really into an athlete. And then I'll be like, ooh, I'm really into this finance guy. Or, like, ooh, I'm really into, like, this younger guy. Like, I change a lot depending on who I'm, like, who's in my orbit.
Who would be your celebrity crush?
Like, oh, Matthew McConaughey, for sure.
That makes so much
sense. Really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I would die to have that.
I could see it.
What about you?
Either Ricky Fowler.
Okay.
Or Niall Horan.
Really? See, I'm not on the Niall. You can have Niall.
He golfs.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some, like, golf company.
Yeah, no, golfing is hot.
He plays guitar. He's
like, so I want my guy to, like, golf, like, as a hobby for fun.
Oh, no, or like, professionally. I need to be driving a Porsche because, no, I'm just kidding. That's so much stuff to say. No, but I genuinely do enjoy golf.
Yeah,
most
same.
Girls don't, so that leaves more guys for me, which I'm happy about.
No, I love it. Okay, brown hair, blue eyes, athletic, love a baseball player, preppy sport boy, sporty, 6'6". Big, manly, strong Viking.
I'm surprised no one's been like an e-boy, a TikTok boy.
Yeah, because who actually likes those guys? Not me. No offense. That's kind of rude. Cute, blonde, Christian, 307 guy. My type is my crush. Dark hair. People love dark hair. I'm kind of into blondes, personally.
Same.
I like blondes or like kind of like a dirty blonde.
Maybe that's because we're blonde.
Maybe, yeah.
And we always get like crapped on because no guy really likes girls with blonde hair. They're always like,
what? I feel like, no.
Maybe that's with different locations because everyone in Nashville is like, I want like long dark hair.
Yeah, like, because that's such a Nashville, that's such a, like a southern, like I'm thinking of like long, like the Southern Belle blowout from Dry Bar, like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas like, I feel like a lot of guys from my hometown like blonde.
That's so weird.
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I wonder what it is in LA. What do you think it is? Blonde or brunette?
Okay, so there's, like, two different ways to go about it. Like, there's either, like, the super, like, ethnic, like, Brazilian-looking, like, brunette.
Brunette, yeah.
Or there's, like, the super fit Lululemon, like, blonde who's really petite. Like, I don't think there's, like, I don't know. But there's so many different looks here.
Yeah, there are.
Everyone starts to look the same, too.
Yeah.
Like, different.
I feel like, actually, the, like, ideal type in LA is that, like, ethnic, very beautiful, yeah. Like, exotic look.
Maybe that's because other girls have to pay to get that look, but, like, they just naturally
have it most of the time. Oh, facts. Facts in a printer. Okay, athletic AF, STEM major. Skater / sporty, Carhartt's thick beard. Someone said Korean, haha, hard eyes. I love that for you. A spaghetti noodle. I'm dead.
Charlie?
Yeah, that's like literally Huddy. Charlie. Lil Huddy. Light skins. These are so funny. Nerds. Sporty / pretty eyes. Trying to find if there's any more funny ones.
I would love someone with an accent.
Really? See, yeah. I'm not that into accents.
See, I could be like a 6'2" guy from London.
Oh, you could.
Yeah.
I still see that for you. See, I don't. I'm like, I like the kinda all-American like more Midwest.
Like, not artsy, but like... really good style. Not preppy, but like...
See, I can so see this for
like
you.
Zara man.
See, mine, I feel like, will appreciate style, but like, he basically his whole wardrobe's from Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That is like total opposite of what
See, I'm. That's like, I'm just like, ah, oh, yes. Do you send hangout times through Google Cal?
Yes.
I feel like I do to my friends that I know use Google Cal. If they don't, I would never do that.
Yeah, but I definitely have to.
I love
I'm
it.
Very much...
Yeah.
Aware.
6% said yes.
Cool.
So that just describes what type of people we are.
So then we can all hang out with 6%.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything could happen, true or false. I just made up these when I was on the treadmill.
Like yes. I don't know. Anything could happen.
I think anything can happen. I really do.
Yes, but I think everything that leads up to it is kind of like...
Like for a reason?
Yeah.
Got it. I agree. 98% said true.
That's good.
Can you run more than 1 mile without stopping? This is what I posted while I was on the forking treadmill sweating my ass off.
I haven't ran since I was on the dance team and we had to run like 2 miles in 9 minutes. But I definitely can't do that now.
Damn, 2 miles in 9 minutes? That's psychotic.
I know. But that's what got us to nationals. So,
It's so funny. Like, yeah, you literally, okay, Monica, we get it.
I probably couldn't do that. I also don't run. I hate running.
Yeah.
I would rather cycle, any other form of cardio.
Same. Running. I don't love running at all, but I feel really good after I do it.
It hurts my knees.
Oh, really?
Because I messed up my left knee from always running on the same side of the track.
And oh, that scares me.
Pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's scary. I feel like...
like to sit.
I definitely can, but it's underrated how hard it is.
Yeah, you really have to...
especially under, like, a 10 minutes or under, like, yeah. even 9
it's
minutes.
It's way more
like
of a mental thing than a physical
It's thing. So a mental thing. Yeah, 42% said yes, but then 58% said no.
Thank you.
That makes sense, kind of, to me.
Yeah.
But it's weird when I was thinking about it, I was like, damn, like, I wonder how many people actually can. You know? Because you think, like, oh, like, everyone had to run the mile in gym class, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, how many can now? Anyway. What do you care more about, likes or comments?
Comments.
Same. 41% said comments.
That's good.
Isn't that interesting?
I think it's kind of changed because it used to be everyone was like all about the likes.
Yeah. 59% said likes. I'm way more a comment girl. Do you have a TikTok account? By the way, you're really good at commenting and your comments are good. They stand out.
I try to make sure they're personable and not just like, this is so cute.
I try to do that too.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, but it's, like, also, like, just take the time to do it.
Yeah, because comments make my day.
Same.
Sometimes. So I'm like...
I love it when you comment. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good one. Literally.
I have to think about yours now, because ever since you're like, I just wait for your comment, I was like, shoot.
No, literally, yours are the best comments, because they're so well thought out, and they're funny.
See, I need a guy to match that humor.
Do you have a TikTok account?
Yes.
Same. 59% said yes.
Good. I think everyone downloaded it, ironically... like our age people, and then
I think more people, more this number is going to keep going up.
Oh, 100%.
How often do you wash your sheets? Me, as I was doing laundry this morning.
Once a week. My silk pillowcase, I wash every 2 days.
I feel like I do it once a week, and if I can't, definitely just once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I also have like a backup. So if I like,
oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, but I also wear self tanner and ruin my white sheets.
Same.
So I have to be super aware of all that.
Same. 46% said every 2 weeks, 54% said once every month. Kind of gross.
Yeah.
What grosses me out is like the griminess of me being outside all day and then I come home and like sometimes I'll sit on my bed and I'm like, that's disgusting.
Or like freshly getting out of a shower.
And then mostly getting, the like, tan.
Self-tan.
I know.
Sheets. I'm like, cool.
Should I go to the Indy 500 this year? Should I go, Haley? The Indy 500? 80% said yes. I'm like trying to decide if I want to go. I think I want to because I've never been. Okay. And I'm literally from Indiana.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. It's like basically like a ratchet ass Coachella.
So waste management.
Yeah.
Yeah.
80% said yes. I put the y'all lying. Let's see if anyone's responded this yet. When you post an IG for a certain someone to see, who is that person? Let's see. An old frenemy. Ooh, that's good. My tea is cliche, but I've posted my Instagram for my crush. My crush is my BFF's brother. Tea. What are your thoughts
on
that?
We love the kissing booth.
What are your thoughts on, like, dating, like, if my brother dated one of my best friends?
Yeah.
Is that weird to you or no?
It just really depends on, like, the friendship level and how long have you guys... like, my friend Lindsay, I would never date her brothers. I look at them as brothers. Like,
yeah.
We've crossed that line.
Yeah. I feel like that's very similar.
Yeah.
Commentary.
I just don't know.
I feel like, personally, it's not weird. If my brother were to date one of my friends, I guess it depends who it is. But, like, if they're my friend, like, I want my brother to date someone cool AF.
Yeah, but then it's kind of weird. Like, if they break up, it's like...
yeah, true. But I feel like my brother's such a chill person that it wouldn't be weird.
See, it depends on the personality.
Yeah.
I would never be the person to be like, you suck. Like, why did you date my brother?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. My boyfriend, my crush, my ex friends. My crush, no one. I just like to post when something good happens. Wow, innocent.
So
an enemy, a frenemy, the girl that I hate, my ex, my crush or my old friends. Damn, a lot of like, it's like frenemies or old friends. My crush, usually a crush. Honestly, probably the boy I'm talking to the past or in past hookups. Crush, of course. But he doesn't even like my ex, a hot crush.
It's funny, and it was really cute that lady said her husband.
I know.
Like, I love that you still, like, want
him. I know. That's so cute.
But also, I 100% understand crush, because I did that for the longest time. And I 100% understand frenemy.
Oh. Yeah. I totally get that. Because you want to see if they're, like, checking in on you and stuff or whatever. Okay, well, that's our all of our polls. Thank you so much for being on the pod, Haley.
Thanks for having me.
Can you pimp yourself out? Where can everyone follow you, find you, DM you, wherever?
Okay, so I have Instagram and Twitter is both Haley West, H-A-I-L-E-Y-Y, West. I think that's it.
Perfect. Go creep on her graphics. Go look at all of them and gas her up in the comments. DM her. Her graphics are literally so cool. If you're a creator, hit her up to make you graphics because they're so cool. And they're like literally worth every penny. And they're so unique and dope. I love them. Anyway, thanks so much for coming on the pod, Haley. Yeah, be sure to follow both Haley and I on Instagram. Mine's at TK's Juicy Polls. Without following me and voting in the polls, you can't be a part of the pod, which, like,
that's lame.
That's the best part. And follow me on TikTok. It's at TK's Juicy Polls. Be sure to leave this podcast a rating and a review. It means the world. And screenshot it and DM me it if you do it, because I want to see that you did it. And thank you. And that's it. Be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.